fantastic fiber optics from a sponge?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, I know that fiber optics is pretty high-tech nowadays, but what do sponges have to do with fiber optics?
Well, recent studies of a sponge called the Venus flower basket that lives deep in the sea has shown that it produces an attractive skeleton of glassy fibers. In fact, it's shaped like a vase. Now, the glass fibers, or spicules, have similar properties to the glass fibers used in fiber optics, only they're even better. Now, they're thinner than man-made fibers, and they conduct light very well due to a small amount of sodium ions, which are contained in the glass. Now, cracking and breaking can be a major problem with modern fiber optics because the fibers are not as flexible as desired. But the fibers of the sponge, well, they're so flexible they can even be tied in a knot without breaking. One researcher was quoted as saying, "It's such a wonderful example of how exquisite nature is as a designer and builder of complex systems." And a second scientist said, "We're in the Stone Age compared to nature." You know, sadly, many of these same scientists see the wonders of creation but fail to see the one who created them, including the fiber optics of the sponge. As the Bible says, they're willingly ignorant.
Our website of AnswersRadio.com may answer many of your questions about the reliability of the Bible. For example, read Ken Ham's free booklet on the Bible as the true history book of the universe. It's all at AnswersRadio.com.